Good morning, Providence Superintendent Susan Lucy. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this report On the Move shows some positive movement, especially when it comes to high school graduation. The on-time graduation rate jumped from 65% to 71% in just 1 year.
Yes.
So fewer kids are dropping out. More of them are making it to graduation on time. What did you do to get more students to the diploma?
So we had a major Graduate Providence campaign. The mayor, myself, the school board, and all of our staff here in central office and also in our high schools. We reached out to every student and their families regarding where they were in terms of graduation, in terms of course credits, test taking, et cetera, and developed a plan for each student to complete high school.
And this all happened in the context of a controversial testing requirement that might have discouraged some kids from graduating. What role do you think that policy played before lawmakers gave students a sort of last-minute reprieve?
I think the policy did focus people's attention. As you may know, I also felt the policy was a distraction or a detraction from focusing on our larger move to the Common Core. But I do think it was an impetus for people to pay even greater attention to graduation. I do want to be clear, these graduation numbers are for the 12-13 school year because 13-14 hasn't come out yet. I think it helped in some ways, and it also created a great deal of anxiety.
Now, Providence Superintendent Susan Lucy, another positive sign that this report points to is increased reading scores in fourth grade and also for English language learners at the high school level. What do you think is responsible for the increase in those scores?
So fourth grade is really an example of when we all work together, we really can move student achievement. So the fourth grade scores overall are a testament to the dedication of our teachers in implementing our new Reading Street curriculum. These students, when they took this test, would have had that new curriculum for 2 years prior. Joined by Providence Reads, which was aimed at reading on grade level by grade three, bringing in numerous volunteers to support additional reading interventions for our students. Better supporting English language learners has been a priority for the district for the past couple of years. A few things we have done is, one, having specific targeted programs. And then at the upper levels, making sure that our English language learners also have full access to the core curriculum.
And when you say scheduled into the core curriculum, meaning having an English class reading actual literature?
Reading literature and also math, making sure you're in the math class and that really you're working on the same standards and material, even as you're working to learn the language.
Now, we've been talking about some improvements that Providence schools are seeing, but overall, the numbers are still pretty discouraging. There's been only the slightest uptick in attendance and slight improvement in chronic absenteeism. And, you know, when it comes to math scores, they actually went down a little bit. So I think the report says just 32% proficiency district-wide. That means fewer than one in three students in Providence is really where they need to be in math. So what are you telling your teachers and principals about what they need to do this coming school year to change that?
So our report's called Providence on the Move. And I agree with you that the attendance and absenteeism has gone up slowly. However, it has gone up at every level in the system. So I do think it's a positive sign, but we need to move further, faster. With regard to achievement, statistically speaking, achievement's flat. That is not what we want. So what I will be communicating on Monday at our convocation is, we know we can do this. I think the fourth grade example shows us that, but we need all the pieces in place. We need to approach the work with purpose, with urgency, with focus, and with attention to serving all of our students and families.
What are the big challenges here? I mean, in your view, what has made it so difficult to move Providence forward more quickly and more successfully?
I think there's been a lot of change through the years in the system. I think when you see the kind of concerted effort that was made to that really, I think, led to the fourth grade improvement, we need to keep building that concerted effort. I think also, while poverty is never an excuse, it is a factor. I've been in both urban and suburban systems, as I think you know. I talk about that like degrees of difficulty in diving. So when you look at Olympic diving, you get one score for the degree of difficulty and another for execution. I think we do have a higher degree of difficulty because our students need many more additional supports.
So a lot of change in the air, a lot of outside challenges that students are facing, you know, in their homes and their
right.
neighborhoods. What are your biggest priorities this coming school year?
So this coming school year, one is that real continued and strengthened focus on college and career readiness. And again, I think to me, the Common Core is a wonderful vehicle for that focus. I would encourage everyone to go on the Park website and take an assessment because it is eye-opening, but also, to me, really legitimate and important work that we want our students to be able to do. Within that, there's continued work in instruction and professional development, and two strategies that we have added this year are increasing social-emotional supports for students because we have seen increasing behavioral issues, sometimes increased emotional issues, so trying to, with partners, provide additional supports in those areas.
Providence Superintendent Susan Lucy, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I've enjoyed it.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.